Good morning. It's 7, no 7, it's 5:52. Yeah, 5:52 a.m. On, what is it? It's Thursday, the 21st of June, 2018. Happy solstice. Yeah, I said I've got this appointment at 7:20 for procedure that starts at 7:30. I think I've got time for the walk. Because it's the solstice, I wanted to get out early. I wanted to get out at 5:30 and get a picture of the solstice sunrise, which was 5:31 local time. And I did. There's still hail out there. Yesterday I got back into the course and I was starting to think about the next set of questions, which is, I have 5 questions that I need to answer from a character's point of view. And the point of view is going to be Natalie this time, Natalia. And I realized I really didn't know enough about her backstory. I know more about Zoya than I do about Natalia. So I started writing. And 3 hours later, I had 5,000 words about Natalia's growing up. So I know more about her backstory now than I ever had. And I have to answer those questions this morning. I maybe have time to do it before I go to my appointment. I get back at 6:10. I have to leave around 7. So it's chilly this morning. It's 55. I threw on a sweatshirt. I'm glad I did. Even with a sweatshirt on, I'm kind of chilly. Even after having walked over a mile. So that was a good thing. But it was interesting, going through the Natalia's growing up, what was it like? Going out of the big freighters with her mother into the engine room, seeing the huge machines, these great cavernous spaces, and then helping her father on the Peregrine. A ship so small it might have fit in some of those engine rooms. saw my friend Ron this morning. When I used to walk at, 5:30 every morning, I used to see him every day. We would, it was like the old wolf and sheepdog cartoons. We'd pass and come on, Ron. Hi, Nate. I see him every morning, and because he goes earlier, because he has a full-time job now, he goes earlier than I do, and so I think of him often, just because we met so many times doing the walk. I've been doing this for so very long. Meeting him in the morning became one of the milestones, one of the things I look forward to. It's like, okay, we're on track, we're still alive. There's somebody who recognizes me, and somebody who I recognize who's not a member of my family. So we had a short gap this morning. It was good to see you. What is Natalia's dream? Her biggest dream. Okay, that's a dryer sheet of some flavor. I think. It smells kind of icky. Oh, and I have to be fasting today. I can't even have water. So no coffee. Which isn't making this walk any easier. I'm just trying to distract myself from the reality that I haven't had anything since 8 o'clock last night. East. So Natalia's biggest dream, Natalia's biggest fear, the best day in Natalia's life, the worst day in Natalia's life. It's 5 of them, I can't remember the 5th one. I think maybe I can answer those now. Come on up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. I also realized as I was going through this exercise yesterday that Home Run is really about Zoya. All of the plot, all of the action is centered around Zoya and her Bane conflict. And Natalia had the first book. She was definitely the main character in the first book. Second book, Suicide Run. Zoya stepped forward a little bit. I think they were both about 50-50. Natalia played a key pivotal role in that. Her engineering skills were necessary. In this book, it's largely Zoya. I was thinking yesterday that I need to fix that, and the more I think about it, the more I think, no, not really. Not really. This is probably the last Smuggler's Tale. I'm going to do Darkness next, so that we'll see what happens. Turning north, headed north now. Head for the barn. I'm ready for some food. I'm ready for some coffee. I'm glad I got the first appointment of the day. Interesting smell. What is that? Can't place it. The sun is just barely above the horizon. It's painting all of the tops of the grasses all golden, glinting off little deposits of dew here and there. I'm getting solar flares off my glasses. It's also very bright. Look away, look away. Look away. It's not like it's an Alfa Romeo, but look away. Off to a good start. I wonder if I could do this. If I could do this every morning, do 5:30 instead of 7, it would certainly make the morning walk a lot cooler. Give me a chance to get my brain moving. Of course, this morning I was up at 4, so 5:30 I had been up for a while. Most mornings I'm just getting up at 5:30. Still, it's not necessarily an obstacle. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is, as I'm fond of saying, another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.